Welcome to day number 65. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. These are the last two Mishnayos of the first Perek of Maseches Demai. It's a short Perek, only four Mishnayos. So we've been learning that Demai is produce that is acquired from an Am HaAretz. We're not sure whether it was tithed or not, right? Most Am HaAretz did tithe it properly, but there was a significant minority of Am HaAretz who did not give proper Trumas and Maestros, and therefore Chazal told us, at least from a rabbinic perspective, Midei Rabbanan, when we acquire Demai, this in-doubt produce, we should separate Maestros again. We should tithe it again. But because it's only Midei Rabbanan, because it's only rabbinic, there are a lot of leniencies associated with it. And the primary one that we're going to learn about in the first part of this Mishnah is that you only have to separate Maestros from Demai if it was acquired for the purpose of eating. But if it was for some other sort of benefit, you would not have to. Says our Mishnah, if you acquired this grain or produce of Demai and the purpose was to plant it or to give it to your animals, kemach la'oros, or to make flour to use when you're tanning hides, or shemen laner, or for oil for lighting a candle, or shemen la'such bo'sakelim, or it's oil in order to grease your vessels. In all of those cases, patur mina Demai, because those are not for the sake of eating. The halacha is that when it comes to general produce, not demai, if it's untithed, we call that tevel. Untithed produce is called tevel, tes veis lamed. It is not allowed to be used for eating or for any of these areas of benefit. But demai, because it's only midei rabbanan that you have to separate maestros, we are lenient that you only have to separate maestros if it was for the purpose of eating. If you acquired it, by the way, for the purpose of eating, and then you decided to do one of these other things with it, then you would still have to separate maestros. But if you originally acquired it for the purpose of tanning hides or whatever it is, the other things in this Mishnah, you would not have to separate maestros. That's a very big kula, a very big leniency. Continues the Mishnah, miksivu lahalan patur mina demai. If this produce came from an Am HaAretz that lived in Kziv, Kziv is a place in Israel, it's above Akko. When Bnei Yisrael first left Mitzrayim and entered the land of Israel with Yehoshua, so they originally inhabited this land, this city of Kziv. But when they were eventually exiled and then came back, we called it the Olei Bavel from Babylonia. When they came back to Israel the second time, they did not inhabit this city of Kziv. It's right on the border of the area that was inhabited and was not inhabited. So we know that anything that was not inhabited by the Olei Bavel is not considered halachic Eretz Israel. So Kziv is right on the border. So because it's in doubt, so when by regular produce, you have to assume that it is part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you'd have to separate maestros. But because Demai is already rabbinic, if it's from this land of Kziv, which is also a doubt, right, two doubts, then you would not have to separate maestros from Demai that came from Kziv. Chalas Am HaAretz. Now we're going to see a bunch of cases that you acquire a form of Demai, grain from an Am HaAretz, but it has a special status, and therefore we are not concerned that the Am HaAretz didn't separate tithes, meaning we're confident that the Am HaAretz did separate tithes properly. So look at these cases. Chalas Am HaAretz. Chala is when you separate a part of the dough. Nowadays we burn it, but it was generally given to the Kohen. In a special status, you'd give chala to a Kohen. Hamaduma, if truma, which is special for the Kohen, was mixed in with regular grain, unless there was enough, you know, 1 to 100 pieces, usually it's not batel, usually it would not be absorbed with the rest, so there's a major problem. If you truma was fell into other non-truma, you would not be able to eat any of it, because you have to assume that perhaps every piece that you eat is really truma. So therefore, they would sell the entire thing to the Kohen. So that also has a special status of a Kohen. So chalas goes to a Kohen, this meduma, this mixture goes to a Kohen. But like kulach b'kesa maaser sheni, fruits that were bought from an Am HaAretz, but with special maaser sheni funds, assuming that the seller, the Am HaAretz, knew that you were giving him maaser sheni money. Ushayari menachos and menachos, a carbon mincha, is a flour offering, a grain offering. Some of it was put on the Mizbeach, the rest of it was eaten by the Kohen. So in all of these cases, the challah goes to the Kohen, the meduma goes to the Kohen, the mincha goes to the Kohen, and the maaser sheni was special, it was kadosh, because you take it to Yerushalayim. In all these cases, it has a very special status of kedusha. And the Am HaAretz would know that, and therefore they would be extra cautious to separate tithes. So in that case, if you acquire any of these things, we can assume the Am HaAretz was very, very careful, because it was either going to Yerushalayim or it was going to the Kohen. We can assume proper tithes were taken, and therefore you don't need to separate it. Again, Shemen Arev, Beishamen Mechayvin, Beishilal Potrin, when it comes to a fragrant oil that was sometimes used on one's body as like an anointing oil, so Beishamai would say you have to give a Meiser from it, and Beishilal would say you do not have to give Meiser from it, because Beishamai would say that it's sometimes used on one's body, and therefore, anything that's used for one's body is just like food, just like Demai that was food, and we know that when you acquire Demai as food, you have to separate Maestros. Beis Hillel is like our first opinion. Beis Hillel, the first opinion of the Mishnah, who said, no, putting it on your body is not the same thing as eating it. The only time you're chayev to give Maestro on Demai is when you're eating it, and therefore this oil, you would not have to separate Maestros. That is Mishnah Gimel. Says Mishnah Dalet, HaDemai Ma'arvin Bo. So Demai, usually there are certain halachas that you are not allowed to use untithed food to accomplish. And now we're going to learn a bunch of things that you are allowed to use untithed demai for. Hadmai ma'arvinbo, when you make an eruv, for example, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk beyond 2,000 amos past an inhabited area. But if you set up a piece of food somewhere within the 2,000 amos, it's as if your residence starts there and you have another 2,000 amos. You can also combine courtyards with that. So you need a piece of food, but it needs to be food that was tithed. But says our Mishnah, you're actually allowed to use demai that is untied. Demai you're allowed to use for an Erev. Umishtatfimbo, you're allowed to combine courtyards with it. That's what we were talking about. You're allowed to combine courtyards on Shabbos in order to be able to go walk from one another. Again, you'd need a piece of food for that. And it would usually need to be tithed, but demai works. Umivarchanalav, you're allowed to make a bracha on demai, even though you're usually not allowed to make a bracha on things that you're not allowed to eat. If you have untithed produce that you're eating, you're not allowed to make a bracha on that. By demai, because it's only derabanan, you are allowed to make a bracha on that. Umizamnalav, and you can bench on it. Umafrishno so arum, and you're actually allowed to separate it when you're not clothed properly. We don't do any mitzvah, we don't say any bracha when we are unclothed. But when it comes to demai, there is no bracha because it's only midirabanan. And therefore, since there's no bracha, you're actually allowed to do it unclothed. And ben ashmashos, you're also allowed to do it right before Shabbos. As Shabbos is coming in, we generally don't separate tithes because it's considered being metakin. It's as if you're fixing the produce. It wasn't allowed to eat beforehand. Now when you separate trumas and maestros, you're allowed to eat it. When it comes to demai, we assume that demai is, again, only midirabanan. You're allowed to separate it right before Shabbos because, again, it was only midirabanan to begin with. Im hikdim meiser sheni the rishon ein bekach klum. Generally, we have to give things in order. First truma, then meiser. The halacha is that in the fourth and seventh year, we do vidur, we do a confession over meisers. We can discuss that another time. But you were not allowed to do it if it was done out of order. But that is not true with demai. With demai, if you do them out of order, that's totally fine. It still works. Shemen shagardi sach betzbaosav. Now we're going to go back to something we saw in the first Mishnah. Shemen shagardi, if you have an oil that of a weaver, sach betzbaosav, they would put on their fingertips so as to help them with weaving, chayev b'demai. You're actually required to give demai. Why? Because it seems to be the opinion that anything that is anointed on your skin there, right, is almost like the opinion of Beis Shammai, actually, that anything that's anointed is chayev and demai, just like food. But if you have this oil that you would put in wool to make it softer, puter min demai, because again, that is not for eating and it's not for anointing on skin, it's for another use, and therefore demai does not require a meister in those cases. We will continue with Perek Beis tomorrow.